Hey, good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Earlier this week, I began a series on unassigned regulars that I'm going to give you part two of that installment of the series right now. Unassigned regulars, again, have created a not so pleasant working situation for career employees. Again, just to do a little bit of a recap, the post office is not intending to have unassigned regulars in the 20s and 30s and numbers that big. Unassigned regulars are usually in the one and two numbers because the Postal Service wants to put people in bids. Well, excuse me, they don't want to, but as a result of the agreement between the Post Office and the Mail Handlers Union, they have to put people in bids. And when I say a result of the agreement, you got to understand, Postal Service wanted to keep going over the cap. Postal Service wanted to continue to have extra employees to combat COVID. The Postal Service wanted to have MHAs unlimited. Well, your union stepped in and they stepped up to the plate and they told the Post Office, and again, I'm paraphrasing, if that's what you want, this is what we want. And there was over 1,000 MHAs converted to career. Now, let's just take a moment and look at that. In order for us to take a good look at it, you got to go back to the agreement being the MOU signed on December 24th, 2020. And it reads as follows. Attached in this memorandum is the new memorandum of understanding just signed by the National Postal Mail Handlers Union and the Postal Service to provide for additional mail handler staffing, in large part by converting 5,288 mail handler assistants to full-time regular career employment no later than March 13, 2021. So December 20th, that was the MOU that came out. And ever since that memo, it has been nothing but confusion if you really follow the path right up till March 13th. Here's what I'm talking about. You now have that unassigned regular, that career employee who went from mail handler assistant to career mail handler. And for all intensive purposes, their work life just got a little more shittier, if that's a good word to use. You went from being a MHA, knowing, I don't care how the post office says you didn't have this, as an MHA, you knew what time you started, you knew where you were going to work, you knew when you were going to lunch. You knew that you were going to pretty much be working 6 to 7 days a week, but pretty much in the same place. Let's call it like it really is. Now that you have become career, the first thing, there's, I'm sure, feelings of happiness or, okay, I'm guaranteed this 80-hour work week, but I'm guaranteed health insurance, cheaper health insurance, or a wider selection of health insurance. But what you didn't think would happen is you now go from a stable MHA every day, same area position, to the possibility of being moved around at will all day, every day. And I'm sorry, by definition, that's what it is the post office has created with you. And I think the post office knew that. So, again, now that we have an agreement to convert 5,288 mail handlers, The post office is probably thinking, okay, now that we have the union smiling because we just created 5,000 careers, let's see what else we can push by. And what they pushed by, or what they tried to push by, and up to date what they did push by, is they now have it set up, they being postal management, now have it set up that all of those 5,288 unassigned regulars, every single one except those who have chosen to bid on a job, is now placed in what they call an assignment, and they are given bid rights. They are given, they're given the courtesy as if they bid to be in that job. Now, a lot of people may also say, well, hell, what's the difference? If there was no difference, we would have no bidding procedures. And I'm going to leave it right there. The fact that there are bidding procedures, there is logic to, and the only way a career employee can hold a bid is you have to go through the process. Well, here's what's happening now. The union, our national president, he signed off on the assignments. He signed off that the mail handlers, the post office, could go ahead and create assignments to put these unassigned regulars in so that they have a set start and end time. And very from the national president's position, excellent thing to do, if you're asking me. But now here's where it gets a little convoluted. Because our national president says, I'm going to sign off on the assignments as far as being able to put everybody in start times, the post office took that two or three steps further, and now they said, not only are we going to put them in start times, we're going to assign them jobs. Not only are we going to assign them jobs, we're going to have them report to areas. In fact, the post office said, in short, we're going to treat them just like they are bid employees, and there's going to be no difference. And to date, that's exactly what they did. Right now, you can't differentiate between a bid employee and an unassigned regular placed in an assignment, and I think it is horrible that branch offices and locals are allowing this to take place. I know everybody's sitting back waiting to see what the national is going to do, but let me tell you something. If it's affecting the branch and the local
offices should be providing national with grievance and documents
instead of waiting for them to take an action. If you are in a branch or you are in the local, you should hear career mail handlers not satisfied with the fact of newly created unassigned regulars, a lot of them been in the post office under a year, have two or two weekend bid days off. And let me tell you something, again, and please do not entertain my attention span with why, because it was bad for you, it's got to be bad for everybody. No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying, and what is the basic principle, the mission statement, the foundation that the National Postal Mail Handlers Union is formed on, is career regular mail handlers. Every part of your contract is dedicated to making sure that career has the best piece of this dinner or of the pie, and then we divide it up to everybody else. And I know I'm saying that rather boldly, but trust and believe, the career mail handler is what makes your union go. That's the base. Now, again, you want the MHA's, the assistants also, so you're not going to not take care of them. But the purpose for your contract, the best of the best, will go to your career, and then we start to work our way back. Does that make sense? And a lot of people, again, this is, I find this to be very common in our union, and I'm sorry to say this, our national fights their ass off to get grievances, to get arbitrations. The national bust their ass to make sure that language is being provided so that we can win grievances. And for some reason, it never fails. Just take a look at some of your arbitration decisions rendered from your national office and see how at your local level, they're not even enforced every day. You know what I'm saying? So again, I always have mad love and respect for all the officers on the national level. Local level, I'm still working on that. But at the national level, I see the work, and what I see from from the national level, I see the work that they're doing to protect this craft. I don't see it being defended at the local levels at all. And getting back to the unassigned regulars, again, our national president already foreseen that there's going to be some questions because, again, a lot of postal managers, union presidents, this is uncharted water for them, having to deal with this many unassigned regulars. Again, it's uncharted water, and I think the post office is winning right now. But let me just go through a couple of the question and answers that were provided on June 12, 2021, getting you ready for what's about to take place. Now, there was a question and answer, little two-page blurb signed by Catherine Ettridge, who was the Vice President of Labor Relations, and our national president, the Honorable Paul Hovorkian. And here's question number two. What assignments will the mail handler assistant or assistants who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU be placed into? And this was the answer that they both agreed on. The MHAs who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU, additional mail handler staffing, will be provided the opportunity to preference positions from the residual vacancy list in the February 2021 posting for e-reassign. Any new residual vacancies resulting from installation postings through February 15th, not yet posted in e-reassigned and unassigned schedules, equal to the number of conversions to the list provided mail handler increasing staffing. In the 183 facilities, as identified as part of the MOU, additional staffing mail handler, the mail handlers who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU, additional mail handler staffing, based on their relative standing within the facility to which they are assigned, will then either be placed into a residual vacancy or be converted to an unassigned full-time status. And you gotta hear what I'm saying, because you gotta hear in between the words. The answer to the question was, the bottom line, they're either going to a residual vacancy, which means that is actually a part of the bid procedure, the bidding process, or they're going to be converted to a unassigned full-time status. And notice when you hear the words residual vacancy, vacancy meaning I have a job, I have a bid, or unassigned full-time status. The post office must stop treating unassigned regulars as if they were regulars with bids. And the union has got to understand this, and they have to force the post office to understand this. You cannot give junior, newly created MHAs priority in what you call an assignment, but you are treating like a bid. You can't give the new employee that preference over some of your longer career employee, your more tenured career employees, It's just not right. And post office, you got to address that. And unions, you have to insist that they correct that. Here's a quick roll call of all the processing plants that should be having issues with this unassigned regular issue. Let's go. Birmingham, Alabama, Kansas City, Missouri, Shreveport, Louisiana, St. Louis, Missouri, Denver, Colorado, Salt Lake City, Sacramento, California, Seattle, Washington, Industry, California, Los Angeles, North Houston, North Texas, San Antonio, West Valley, Arizona, Buse, Illinois, Milwaukee, Priority, Palatine, Atlanta, Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, Jacksonville, Los Angeles, NDC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Philadelphia, Springfield, Baltimore, Harrisburg, Philadelphia, PA, Atlanta, Peachtree, Georgia, Royal Palm Beach, Seminole, Florida, Ybor City, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Indianapolis, Pinewood, Louisville, Kentucky, Memphis, Tennessee, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, Raleigh, North Carolina, Buffalo, New York, Nashua, Bethpage, and Greater Newark, New Jersey. That's just a roll call of the processing plants that got large numbers of MHAs converted, and I'm sure they're going through exactly what Columbus is going through. So I want to say, if there are any plants, particularly the ones I just read, that had a smooth transition, you might want to contact some of these branch presidents around the Columbus area. Notice Columbus area, not just Columbus. And maybe you might have a kind word or an educational word so that they can kind of get that situation back on track. Again, mail handlers helping mail handlers. That's all I'm saying. I want to read to you another question answer between Catherine, I keep saying her name incorrect. Catherine? Why is Kathleen on my mind? that's an inside Columbus, Ohio joke. Catherine Etheridge and the Honorable Paul Arogi. Question, will the facilities listed be, will they provide mail handler conversion lists? Will they be required to post new duty assignments equal to the number of MHAs converted under the MOU, additional mail handler staffing? And you gotta listen to this, and it's spelled out. I can't understand why we are not holding the post office feet to the fire to make sure they do it. And it reads as follows. Yes, as soon as practical, the post office will post the necessary duty assignments in the listed facilities to increase the mail handler craft complement in accordance with the USPS provided mail handler conversion list. Listen very carefully. These duty assignments will be posted for bid within the installation. Any residual duty assignments will be filled in accordance with the residual vacancies. Now, I gotta tell you something. Nobody's doing this, but I swear, maybe my level of understanding is so low that I can't grasp what's going on. But I swear to you, as I read that question and answer, it's very clear to me that our national president is saying you can create those assignments, but those assignments will be posted for bid within the installation. And you gotta go back up to the top when they ask, how will we handle duty assignments? Are they gonna be required to be converted? And the answer was yes, as soon as practical. In Columbus, Ohio, I'm saying to you, and again, I hope, in fact, I'm probably going to get this class action grievance started if I can get some Columbus, Ohio mail handler buy-in. I say it's a violation of this MOU. what they're doing with the unassigned regulars right now by not posting those bids. So listen to me, fellow craft members. This is not against any level regular MHA. This is against management. We have to maintain solidarity. This is not me against you because I'm a regular with a bid job. You're an unassigned regular. No, 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 no. This is against management for not following our contract. And again, if you're going to convert, and again, it says right here in the signed document from our national president and the vice president of labor that as soon as possible, they're going to make these jobs. Now, let me tell you something. This, now, if you'll notice, there are bid sheets coming out now that are 5 and 6 pages deep. I say a little too late. I maintain now, just as I maintained when I first heard this sorry news, that's not correct. I maintain then and I maintain now that what the post office did was they bi-stepped our contract. They called it one thing and treated it like another. They called it a assignment. Not a bid, though, but they treated it just like it was a job awarded through the bidding process. And I say that should have monetary consequences for all regular mail handlers, particularly the ones in those facilities I read on the roll call. Listen, this is Kenny Hodge. I've spoken to you about 6 minutes longer than I normally speak to you, but it's important. And I'm going to stay on this, on assigned regulars, because I am of the belief that the national, this is just Kenny Hodge. I don't speak for the national office, and I'm sure everybody knows that. I'm of the opinion that the national made a deal to convert a large number of MHAs to regular. The national did not say that postal management can bypass our bidding procedure. So sometimes you look at it and I say, well, the national agreed to it. No, that's not what our national agreed to, from best I can see. But I think somebody needs to get a little motivated, get a little fire underneath them and start pushing this issue. Because I am looking for a better way to do it, but I am one that is going to do this because I think this is wrong on so many levels. Listen, stay tuned in while I keep talking to you about the unassigned regulars and how the Columbus, Ohio is determined to treat that position and that person like a regular with a bid job, which has the latent function of violating our contract, and it violates a memorandum of understanding between the Vice President of Labor and our national president.